It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy Saturday, all you lovers out there. All you, gosh, man, you get the people that don't love, all you haters out there, happy Saturday. You know what? I'll say it to you. Okay. I'm gonna tell you, this is weird, okay? This is a weird day for me. And you'll know why soon, but you know, we've kind of had a bit of a run lately on some kind of crazy, you know, crazy days, man. A couple of days ago, we had just like power after power after power. Yesterday was pretty good. A couple of real burners. Today is just wackadoo. It's just wackadoo what's going on today. Okay, so I'm going to get to it as soon as possible. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I met an angel, Adriel, in late August, and I was granted the power/curse to erase one day from the history of existence, and in doing so, erase everyone ever born on that day. So, of course, I am basing this solely on celebrity birthdays. Before you ask, I have taken out all scientists. I've taken out all politicians. I've taken out anybody that basically has made the world a better place through anything short of pop culture. I don't want to even entertain it, okay? Because then it just gets into a nasty thing. I don't want to get all political with it, okay? So I make my decisions based strictly on pop culture, okay? And so here we are, and the rolling in group from that was originally the September 20th crew was at number three, John Bernthal. Not going to give you any explanation. If you don't know who John Bernthal is, that should be enough for you. Okay, you don't need him if you don't know him. Okay, I'm sure he's lovely. Okay, I'm sure he's lovely. But listen, we got to weigh this somehow. And if you don't know him, you don't know him, right? Number two was Sophia Loren, and number one was George R.R. Martin. And, you know, I've caught some flack about that. All I got to say is deal. You're not in this position. I am. I got to, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. Heavy is the finger that points at the day that gets erased from history. Okay. You don't want this power. It's a curse and a power. But anyway, last couple of days have been pretty good, pretty decent. But man, okay, so today, let's get into this. I'm going to start you off with a handful of honorable mentions, okay? I'm going to start you out with Lazybone. Now, you might not know who Lazybone is, but that's because you were not really big into Bone Thugs and Harmony, which is your loss. And we'll talk more about them on the first of the month. Get up, get up, get up. Anyway, also, Chai McBride, born on September 23rd. Annie DeFranco, born on September 23rd. Let's see, who else we got here? Oh shit, y'all, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna talk about him. My boy Matt Hardy. Do you remember how I was talking not too long ago about how I thought that Tom Hardy was Matt Hardy, and I was wondering if Matt Hardy was even gonna get on the show? This is why I was saying it was such a weird day, because yeah, it's Matt Hardy's birthday, everybody. Now, he's not on the top three. I mean, when we get to the top three, you'll understand he's not gonna make it up there. Okay. I'm going to throw out some more names for you, and you're going to start to get a little bit like, what? These are not on the top? Yeah. Okay. So, Jermaine Dupri, honorable mention. Julio Iglesias, honorable mention. John Coltrane, honorable mention. Anthony Mackie, honorable mention. Jason Alexander, honorable mention. Carl Pilkington, honorable mention. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're feeling it now? You ready for it? 3, 2, 1. Number three, Mickey Rooney. No, not Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rooney. Okay. All right, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know a ton of what Mickey Rooney has done. I'm talking a lot about things I get confused. I always used to get Mickey Rooney and Andy Rooney confused. And so I had a lot of positive things that I could say about Andy Rooney and how crotchety he was. But Mickey Rooney, I don't know a whole lot, okay? I mean, I know him in my brain. I can imagine him. I'm pretty sure he was the king in Spaceballs. I'm pretty sure that was Mickey Rooney. Or not, I don't know, the Jewish king, whatever his name was. I'm pretty sure that was Mickey Rooney. King Roland. That was it. King Roland to Lone Star, if I remember correctly. Yes. Okay. So, so yeah, big loss. I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Mickey Rooney. What else? You know what? Maybe I could have swapped out Jason Alexander there for Mickey Rooney. I think maybe Jason Alexander would have had a losing out on George Costanza probably would have been bigger than Mickey Rooney. Yeah, you can't go back. It doesn't matter. It's not in the long run. It's going to matter to Jason. When he hears this, he's going to be crushed. But between you and me, it's not going to matter because the day's going to be fine, baby. Number two. Get ready for this. Number two, Bruce Springsteen, The Boss. I'm not a big fan of Bruce Springsteen's music. Sorry. Formulaic, perhaps, I would say. I don't know. I say that about a lot of things that I don't have a good descriptor for why I don't like it. Listen, God bless him. There's some good songs there. Born to Run, sure. Not going to complain about that. Born in the USA, sure. Give me anything that starts with Born. I mean, you put Bruce Springsteen and Jason Bourne movie and give him the title song to make, I'm sure it's going to be good. But yeah, I mean, by and large, I could take it or leave it. Bruce Springsteen. I'm not going to tell that story. There's a weird story that I have of a man trying to seduce me when I was selling CDs at Circus City. One time, he tried to seduce me with a limited edition Bruce Springsteen CD. I'm not going to tell the story, but it kind of turned me off of Bruce Springsteen a little bit, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. That's number two. But I really hope I got through that segment and didn't call Bruce Springsteen Bruce Willis at any time, because I do that. I get my Bruce's mixed up. And I'm a huge Bruce Willis fan, and I know the difference between Bruce Springsteen and Bruce Willis. I know that top to bottom. No problem. I don't talk about Bruce Springsteen very much. The only Bruce I ever talk about is Bruce Willis. And I talk about Bruce Willis a lot. So if I accidentally called Bruce Springsteen Bruce Willis at any time, sorry, not my intent. I'm not suggesting that you go out and buy any Bruce Willis albums. Not a great idea. Sorry, Bruno. Number one. The number one celebrity born on September 23rd. You're going to have to go back a ways. You're going to have to go back to 1930 for this one. This might be the oldest number one we've ever thrown out there. I mean, he's not alive anymore. But if he was alive, he would be the oldest number one. He is certainly the number one that had been born earliest of all the number ones. I guess if that's how I want to split that particular hair, that's what we're going to get to. Anyway, Ray Charles, September 23rd. Ray Charles. I do have a particular fondness for Ray Charles's music, much more so than Bruce Springsteen's music. Ray Charles is a pioneer, an innovator. I'm saying these words real weird at this point, and so I'm just going to lean into an accent because my voice is getting a little bit loopsy-doopsy. You know, yeah, what are you going to do with it? Anyway, Ray Charles, I mean, what could that man not do? Singing, great. Piano, wonderful. Both of those things. I guess if I was going to say what could that man not do, it would be C. But I don't know. Don't finish my sentences for me. Because if any of you were sitting on that joke and you're just like, come on, Adam, what could that man not do? I think we all know. Sorry. A little insensitive of me. My bad. All right. Anyway, my point is that Ray Charles Robinson, you may know him by, you know, but Ray Charles was... it's amazing. He was great. I can't say anything bad about him. I mean, I guess I could. I saw Ray. I saw the movie. And even though there's a lot of dispute as to the historical accuracy of that film, it didn't seem like he was the nicest person to his family and loved ones. But that... listen, I'm not going to get into icky waters here of that whole thing. Let's just say from a pop culture perspective, Ray Charles is far more valuable than George R. R. Martin. We will also, I mean, just come down the line chalk to chalk. We don't need to. If we were going to throw Bruce Springsteen against Sophia Loren, I don't think there's a discussion to be had. Mickey Rooney and John Bernthal. we're good. We're good there. No problems. So 3-2-1, it's a sweep. It's a clean sweep, folks. September 23rd. Yeah, you're fine. And this is September 23rd is one of those days where it's like, anybody that was born on September 23rd came into this knowing that they were okay. Because they would have looked at some point in their life and been like, oh, I wonder what celebrities were born on my birthday. And they would have, everybody's looked. And if you've looked and you don't remember, that's maybe bad news for you. But if you were a September 23rd person and you looked, you're like, okay, you always know that Bruce Springsteen and Ray Charles were born on your birthday. There's nobody that doesn't know that if you're a September 23rder, okay? Maybe a little baby, but if you're a baby, stop listening to this podcast because I curse a lot, and your parents should really have better standards for what you're putting in your ears. This isn't beneficial to you and to your, you know, developing brain. Fucking check out Maslow's hierarchy for a second. Your needs are not here, baby. Not meeting your needs. All right. Anyway, so to all you non-babies out there, I will check you guys out next time on this day's history. I've been doing a new sign-off lately, this new sign-off I've been doing. I think I like it because it's just two words I could say at the end and then just stop. And no matter what, even if I was in the middle of the thing, as soon as I say, stay fresh, I could stop. You guys thought I stopped, but I didn't really stop. Anyway, stay fresh. This time I am stopping. Stay fresh. To you.